Moses 1 in its ancient context. Heavenly Ascent and Ritual Ascent, Moses 1. Book of Moses Insight, number 31. The Book of Moses as a temple text. Before delving directly into the text of Moses 1, we need to know more about what kind of a text we are dealing with. To set this chapter, as well as the remaining chapters in the Book of Moses, in their proper ancient and modern context, this insight and the two that follow will treat these three topics. 1. Heavenly Ascent and Ritual Ascent. 2. The two-part pattern of Heavenly and Ritual Ascent. And 3. Moses 1 as a missing prologue to Genesis. By the end of this sequence of three insights, we hope to establish that the Book of Moses is a temple text from start to finish. By temple text, we mean, in the words of John W. Welch, quote, a document that contains the most sacred teachings of the plan of salvation that are not to be shared indiscriminately, and that ordains or otherwise conveys divine powers through ceremonial or symbolic means, together with commandments received by sacred oaths that allow the recipient to stand ritually in the presence of God, end of quote. Within the Latter-day Saint Temple Endowment, a narrative relating to selected events of the primeval history provides the context for the presentation of divine laws and the making of covenants that are designed to bring mankind back into the presence of God. Because the Book of Moses is the most detailed account of the first chapters of human history found in Latter-day Saint Scripture, it is already obvious to endowed members of the Church that the Book of Moses is a temple text par excellence, containing a pattern that interweaves sacred history with covenant-making themes. What may be new to them, however, is that the temple themes in the Book of Moses extend beyond the first part of this story, which presents the creation and the fall of Adam and Eve. There is also a part two of the temple story, which ends with the translation of Enoch and his city and the destruction of the wicked in Noah's flood. We will show how these stories can constitute a fitting culminating episodes to the Book of Moses as a temple text. Moses 1 meaningfully acts as a prologue to the temple narrative, providing an account of Moses' heavenly ascent and setting the context for the presentation of temple themes in the rest of the book. Below we will describe the similarities and differences between heavenly and ritual ascent, the two primary ways in which people participate in temple-related experiences. We will then give examples of heavenly and ritual ascent from the Jewish, Christian, Islamic, and Latter-day Saint traditions, demonstrating the widespread aspiration for such experiences across different religions and cultures throughout the ages. Heavenly Ascent and Ritual Ascent. We begin this discussion with a statement about the central role that temple-related experiences have in God's purposes for humankind, and consequently the reverence with which this subject must be approached. Scripture teaches that the greatest gift one can receive is that of eternal life, to be justified, sanctified, sealed, and raised to immortality with a resurrected celestial body to enter the presence of God, knowing Him, receiving all that He has in connection with an eternal companion, having been bound with an eternal welding link to spouse, ancestors, and posterity through the authority and power of the priesthood, and becoming son or daughter of our Divine Father in the fullest sense of the word. All this made possible through obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel and the atonement of Jesus Christ. Individuals can enter the presence of God in one of two ways. One, literally through heavenly ascent. In heavenly ascent, individuals may be transfigured temporarily to experience a vision of eternity, participate in worship and song with the angels, and have certain blessings conferred upon them that are made sure by the voice of God Himself. They may also, as an initiated member of the Divine Council, be commissioned to carry out a specific task, as is outlined with specific reference to Moses 1 in Stephen O. Smoot's helpful exploration of this topic. In addition to exceptional accounts of heavenly ascent experienced by the prophets in mortal life, all disciples of Jesus Christ look forward to an ultimate consummation of their aspirations by coming into the presence of the Father after death, thereafter dwelling in His presence for eternity. 2. Ritually, through temple ordinances. As an example of one of these ordinances, which are administered under the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood, the Latter-day Saint endowment depicts a figurative journey that brings the worshiper step by step into the presence of God in His temple through narrative, symbolic actions, and covenant making. The sequence of events described in accounts of heavenly ascent often resembles the same general pattern symbolized in temple ordinances. so that reading such accounts can help us make sense of temple rites. Conversely, temple rites help participants prepare for their own eventual entrance into the actual presence of God. No doubt the many scriptural allusions to temple-related symbols and ordinances in accounts of heavenly ascent serve as pearls of great price for attentive readers. In essence, heavenly ascent can be understood as the completion or fulfillment of the types and images of ritual ascent. President Russell M. Nelson has encouraged pondering and study of the richly symbolic teachings of the temple. Note that his suggestions for study encompass both passages where temple teachings are presented directly in discussions of fundamental doctrines and descriptions of ancient ritual ascent through temple worship, as well as readings where temple teachings are described indirectly through the accounts of prophets such as Moses and Abraham who experienced heavenly ascent. Quote, spiritual preparation is enhanced by study. I like to recommend that members going to the temple for the first time read short explanatory paragraphs in the Bible dictionary, listed under seven topics: anoint, atonement, Christ, covenant, fall of Adam, sacrifices, and temple. One may also read in the Old Testament in the books of Moses and Abraham in the Pearl of Great Price. Such a review of ancient scriptures is even more enlightening after one is familiar with the temple endowment. Those books underscore the antiquity of temple work. End of quote. Heavenly and ritual ascent in Jewish, Christian, and Islamic tradition. Jewish tradition. Some of the clearest examples of heavenly ascent are found in the Old Testament accounts of the divine commission of prophets such as Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. In addition, many ancient accounts from the Second Temple period, not included in the Bible, document the heavenly ascents of figures such as Enoch and Abraham. Within the book of Moses, the remarkable accounts of the heavenly ascents of Moses, Moses 1, and Enoch, Moses 6 and 7, provide detailed examples of the same genre. As an example of the contrast between heavenly and ritual ascent in ancient Jewish tradition, Amy Paulson Reed Amy Elizabeth Paulson Reed compares the apocalypse of Abraham, where a man is taken up to heaven, to the 12th Sabbath Psalm at Qumran, where the religious community joins the angels in praising God through ritual while staying firmly on the earth. Latter-day Saints may have difficulty in connecting the complex system of sacrifices and laws of purity in the Old Testament to their own temple experience. However, they should be aware that a more complete version of Israelite temple ordinances than those in which most of the children of Israel participated was received by some kings, priests, and prophets in ancient times. These ordinances were part of the order of Melchizedek. In addition, some Jewish worshippers in the Second Temple period seem to have tried to emulate the exceptional prophetic figures who experienced heavenly ascent through participating in various forms of ritual ascent. For example, such practices have been documented in the synagogue of Dura Europos and at Qumran, confirming President Nelson's teaching that, quote, temple patterns are as old as human life on earth, end of quote, are accounts of temple worship throughout the ancient Near East and elsewhere in the world, wherein endowed Latter-day Saints will find recognizable elements. Christian tradition. Perhaps the most important authentic accounts of the heavenly ascent in early Christianity, apart from the ascents of Jesus Christ himself, relate to the experiences of Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. In an underappreciated Nauvoo discourse by Joseph Smith that has been reconstructed and annotated in detail elsewhere, the prophet explained the meaning of this event for the early apostles and its significance for modern Latter-day Saints. The early Christian theme of the ladder of virtues, a theme that builds on the symbolism of the experience of Jacob at Bethel and was expounded by Peter in connection with the events on the Mount of Transfiguration, describes a distinct progression of stages in a Christian's earthly experience. The three stages that correlate to the temple-related attributes of faith, hope, and charity were described by Joseph Smith as, quote, the three principal rounds of a ladder of heavenly ascent. Each round marks a chief juncture in priesthood ordinances on the pathway to eternal life. Among extant early Christian teachings on ritual ascent are the lectures on the ordinances of Cyril, a 4th century bishop in Jerusalem. According to Hugh Nibley, quote, these particular lectures contain the fullest account extant of ordinances to the church at that crucial period. Islamic tradition. Accounts of heavenly and ritual ascent are also to be found in Islam. The most well-known story of heavenly ascent concerns Muhammad himself. Doubting Meccans had asked that he confirm the authenticity of his prophethood by ascending to heaven and there receiving a holy book. In this, he was to conform to a model illustrated by many still extant legends regarding Enoch, Moses, Daniel, Mani, and many other messengers who had risen to heaven, met God, and received from his right hand a book of scripture containing the revelation they were to proclaim. During his night journey, the angel Gabriel mounted him on Barak, a winged steed that took him to the horizon, and then in an instant to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. At the gate of the guard, Ishmael asks Muhammad's name and inquires whether he is indeed a true messenger. After having been given a satisfactory answer, Muhammad was permitted to gradually ascend from the depths of hell to the highest of the seven heavens on a golden ladder. At the gates of the celestial temple, a guardian angel again asked who he was. Gabriel introduced Muhammad, who was then allowed to enter the gardens of paradise. In addition, the events that make up the pilgrimage of Muslims to Mecca, the Hajj, can be seen as an example of ritual ascent. When the pilgrim successfully completes the final stage of his journey, quote, all veils are removed, and he talks to the Lord without any veil between them, end of quote. Heavenly and ritual ascent among the Latter-day Saints. By 1830, Joseph Smith would have been familiar with several accounts of those who had seen God. For example, as a child, he would have probably heard in nightly family Bible readings that, quote, the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend, end of quote. In his first vision, he experienced a personal visit of the Father and the Son while yet a boy. Years later, when translating the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith learned of other prophets who had seen the Lord, including the detailed account of how the heavenly veil was removed for the brother of Jared so that he could come to know the premortal Jesus Christ on intimate terms. From the point of view of temple ritual and doctrine, as opposed to heavenly ascent, the Book of Mormon provided an important formative influence on Joseph Smith. Besides the temple-related information available in the published Book of Mormon, extant evidence related to the lost pages from Mormon's abridgment, carefully gathered and analyzed by Don Bradley, suggests many important clues about Nephite temples. Significantly, quote, rather than being a Levitical priesthood after the order of Aaron, Nephite priesthood and temple activities appear to have been modeled primarily on Israelite royal priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, end of quote. However, of at least equal importance was the early tutoring on the temple received by the prophet in 1830 and 1831 when he translated the early chapters of Genesis. The Joseph Smith translation makes significant additions to Genesis, shedding new light on the priesthood, temple doctrines, and temple ordinances. It is significant that the Book of Moses, the first portion of the Genesis translation, was revealed more than a decade before he administered the full temple endowment to others in Nauvoo. Taken as a whole, the Book of Moses is one of several indicators that the prophet Joseph Smith's extensive knowledge of temple matters was the result of early revelations, not late inventions. Having briefly explored in this article the nature of heavenly and ritual ascent, the next insight will describe the distinctive two-part pattern that characterizes accounts of such extents, both anciently and in the Book of Moses.